Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Stock Grower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development Home Loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Great Plains Kennels, locally owned by Devin, does obedience and retriever dog training as well as boarding. You can find Devin on social media platforms like Instagram and Facebook at Great Plains Kennels or give Devin a call at 785-845-3609.
Silver Lake Booster Club is a proud supporter of Eagle athletics and activities. Join Booster Club and check out Eagle gear at www.silverlakeboosterclub.com. Money raised goes back to Silver Lake students. Go Lake!
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, Realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services you can trust to work hard for you. Along with her husband John, an investment advisor representative with Horak Legacy Group, they can help you with all your financial planning, retirement, and asset building needs. Contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation, or talk to John for a free portfolio review. Insurance products offered by Horak Legacy Group, LLC. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through Maritime Wealth Management, LLC. Horak Legacy Group, LLC and Maritime Wealth Management are not affiliated entities.
Are you craving the juiciest, most flavorful beef around? Say hello to Next Gen Beef Company. We're raising the bar with premium, sustainably raised beef that's tender, delicious, and packed with goodness. From our family farms to your table, Next Gen Beef delivers quality you can taste in every bite. Grill it, roast it, or savor it slow. There's no beef like Next Gen. Visit nextgenbeef.com today and taste the future of flavor.
Hogel Plumbing and Sewer Service does plumbing repair and drain cleaning. They have over 52 years of experience and are locally owned and operated, serving Topeka and the surrounding area. Go Big Lake from Hogel Plumbing and Sewer Service.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center. And a reminder, there will be a show pig sale online this Sunday. To learn more, call 816-261-7153.
Mammoth Sports Construction, with headquarters in Meriden, Kansas, is a design-build firm for sports facilities. In addition to world-class construction, their team of sports specialists provide sports consulting, architecture, engineering, and creative services to help build high-performance athletic programs and facilities. Mammoth Builds, the places where passion and community collide. Learn more at mammothbuilt.com. Do something big.
Locally owned and operated, Roofs by Brian literally has you covered. In addition to roofing, they also specialize in seamless gutters, siding, windows, and doors. They offer free estimates and have a proven track record of success. Their proven process is designed to be hassle-free for customers while getting job done right. No job is too small or too large, and they do both residential and commercial. Contact Roofs by Brian today at 785-845-1906, covering most of Northeast Kansas, Topeka, Manhattan, and Lawrence.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they are an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
You got things to do and places to be.
Take
take it from here.
Visit your locally owned CARSTAR at 5926 Southwest 19th Terrace in Topeka.
Hiawatha, as we get set for the second game of four today from the 3A state tournament in Manhattan. First game, the number 8 seed Sabetha knocked off league foe and rival Jeff West, the 1 seed, by a final of 2-0. Sparkling pitching performance by Mitchell Kramer, Sabetha, and Cooper Watkins of Jeff West. The Sabetha 17-12 will take on the winner of this game in the semis tomorrow at 11 a.m. Silver Lake coming in a record of 21-7. Heston is 16-6. And Heston got here thanks to regional wins over Minneapolis, Halstead, and then beat Beloit in the regional final 10-0. Their head coach is Aaron Johnson. And Tyler Seeley in his fifth year with Silver Lake, first time under Coach Seeley, they made it to state. As in regionals, they beat Hillsborough Peabody 11-1, beat Riley County 7-1, outstanding complete game performance by Dyson Schooler on the hill, and then Logan Cathcart was fantastic in a shutout in the regional championship of Council Grove, 3-2. Silver Lake's making their 40th state tournament appearance. They have 15 state titles, the most recent in 2011, been state runner-up four times, and they've been third at state on four different occasions. Silver Lake, one of four Big East League teams that are at state tournaments, for Sabetha, Jeff West earlier today, and Rossville in 2-1A. So the pitcher is Logan Cathcart for Silver Lake. As we get ready to start this one, we'll give you the lineup and everything else here in a moment. Cathcart, a right-handed pitcher, brings it home, and it's hit to left field. Coming in quickly and making the catch is Grant Spreer on the swing by Blaine Wilson, the center fielder for Heston. So he flies out on the first pitch, one out. Tanner McAllister playing short will bat second for Heston. Right fielder Keegan Shelight is the number three batter. Batting in the cleanup spot, the pitcher Brody Curran. Batting fifth and playing first base, Levi Flaming. Andrew Huxman, left field, bat sixth. Landon Meyer, catcher, bat seventh. As a ground ball on the first pitch, the Cathcart. He catches it, runs it over, underhands it to first. And McAllister is out, 1-3. Two pitches, two outs. Can't get any more efficient than that. Landon Meyer is batting seventh. He's catching for Heston. Gabe Mowry is the third baseman, batting eighth. Jacob Burkholer is the second baseman. He'll bat ninth. So Blaine Wilson, Tanner McAllister, Keegan Shelight, Brody Curran, Levi Flaming, Andrew Huxman, Landon Meyer, Gabe Mowry, and Jacob Burkholder. That's the batting order for the Heston Swathers. As this pitch, finally, they take one, and that is Keegan Shelight, who has seven home runs this year, seven of his team's 15. 15, that's a school record for Heston. He has 34 RBIs, the all-time career hits leader at Heston. Big rip and a miss at a breaking ball from Cathcart. And it's 1-1 on the most dangerous hitter in this lineup for Heston, Keegan Shelight. Playing right field, Cathcart comes home, and a chopper foul to the third base coach for Heston. Silver Lake defensively, it is Grant Spreer in left who made that catch earlier. Brady Hogle in center. Riker DeSerrano is in right field. Dane Johnson at second. Dyson Schooler at short. Trent Harris at third. Drew Womack, the first baseman. Cooper Campadilli behind the plate. He's thrown out 53% of would-be base stealers. 19 out of 36. That is outstanding. Eli takes that pitch outside. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Top of the first just underway. Fastball missing up and away. And the count is full, 3-2. Center fielder Brady Hogle, so I'll get it right one of these times, right? Brady Hogle is shaded to left center. Breaking ball, pulling the string, the curve, and it's a swing and a miss for Shelight. 1-2-3 down in order. Go the Swathers very quickly in the top of the first after half inning. Heston nothing. Silver Lake coming up. This is State Baseball, 96.9 The Pulse.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit bobschwartzfinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Hogle Plumbing and Sewer Service does plumbing repair and drain cleaning. They have over 52 years of experience and are locally owned and operated, serving Topeka and the surrounding area. Go Big Lake from Hogle Plumbing and Sewer Service.
Wade Gershon back with you in Manhattan on 96.9 The Pulse. Logan Cathcart with a great start on the bump for Silver Lake as Blaine Wilson flew out on the first pitch to the left fielder Grant Spreer, and then Cameron Callister, a slow chopper to the pitcher Cathcart, who threw to first with a second out, and then Keegan Shelight swing and a miss on the payoff 3-2 pitch. So down in order, Heston. Silver Lake, their lineup today, it will be Cooper Campadilli leading off the catcher. Logan Cathcart pitching, batting second. Dyson Schooler, the shortstop, bats third. First baseman Drew Womack is in the cleanup spot, batting fourth. Batting fifth and playing second base, Dane Johnson. Brady Hogle is the center fielder. He will bat sixth. Batting seventh, the designated hitter, Ben Renfro. Trent Harris bats eighth and plays third base. And right fielder Record DeSerrano is the number nine hitter for Silver Lake. The defense for Heston, Blaine Wilson in center, Andrew Huxman on left, Keegan Shelight in right. Gabe Mowry at the hot corner at third, Tanner McAllister at short, Jacob Burkholder at second, Levi Flaming Manning first, behind the plate Landon Meyer. Brady Curran, the right-handed pitcher, has a fastball, curveball, changeup, and he has a splitter. He's a very talented pitcher, and he is their best pitcher. Throws about 81, 83, could top out about 85, and he's got that split. Sometimes kind of looks like a slider, according to some people. It's his strikeout pitch. He will face the top of the order. So it's Campadilli, Cathcart, Schooler, Womack, Johnson, Hogle, Renfro, Harris, DeSerrano to face right-handed pitcher Brody Curran, who works from the near side of the rubber and throws in the fastball for a ball, missing inside 1-0. Campadilli hitting .422, 17 doubles. That's a school record. 18 RBIs, 21 runs scored. Fastball. Inner third for a strike, 1-1. He has struck out just three times in 117 plate appearances, which is amazing. It's on base percentage .530. Campadilli takes this one on the corner, 1-2. Tyler Seeley, the head coach in his fifth year, assisted by Kyle Porter and Tyler Ross, the 1-2. Popped up a mile high on the right side. Second baseman camps underneath it and makes the catch. That nearly hit the clouds. Jacob Burkholder with the put out for the Heston defense. Campadilli out on the sky-high pop-up. One down, and here is Logan Cathcart. Silver Lake pitcher today hitting .385, 18 RBIs, 21 runs scored. His on-base percentage leads the team at .556. And he takes the first offering outside for a ball. Silver Lake, 40 state tournament appearances, but their first since 2017. First time Coach Seeley has taken the team to state. This pitch missing, low and away, 2-0. Silver Lake has 15 state championships. 1953, 54, 70, 75, 77, 78. Fastball misses, 3-0. And they won titles in the 80s in 80, 82. And then three in a row, 96, 97, 98. They three-peated and then won the title in 05, 08, 09, and 2011. A 3-0, way outside, gets past the catcher. Cathcart is on base with a one-out walk. We only saw two walks in the game earlier today that we did on our sister station, 103.9 KNZA. As Sabetha, the 8-seed, knocked out the 1-seed Jeff West, 2-0, but both teams had played each other twice during the year. They had split, so some people make a big deal about an 8-1, but those teams from the Big East League, much like Silver Lake, and good competition makes you better, and Sabetha is playing some really good baseball. Got a great performance by Mitchell Kramer, their starting pitcher. A complete game, four-hit shutout. Cooper Watkins was terrific for Jeff West. He was a tough luck loser on the hill for the Tigers in their season at 26-3. Sabetha 17-12. First pitch in for a strike, 0-1. Curran working from the near side of the rubber. Comes home, and there's a splitter that just drops. Like I said, you can see how people might think of it as a slider. It doesn't have as much sweeping action, but it definitely has movement and drops. Rich Johnson talking about that splitter, tough to hit. No balls, two strikes on Dyson Schooler, who's hitting .408 on the year. 39 hits, that's third all-time during a season. 19 RBIs, 30 runs scored, on base percentage .456. One ball, two strikes, he crowds the plate, right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher, and a ground ball to short. McAllister has it over to second for one, the throw to first, not in time. Schooler hustling down the line, beats it out. So Cathcart is retired at second on the force out, goes down as a fielder's choice. Two down with the runner at first, and here's Drew Womack. Drew, the first baseman for the Eagles, hitting .368. 35 RBIs, that's fifth all-time during a season for Silver Lake. 26 runs scored, left-handed batter. Dane Johnson is on deck. Fastball, right down the chute, 0-1. Silver Lake, 7 losses, 3 of those to Jeff West, but they don't have to worry about Jeff West anymore. They were eliminated by Sabetha earlier today here in Manhattan. This pitch misses low and outside, 1-1. Silver Lake state runner-up, we talked about winning 15 titles, but they were state runner-up in 55, 95, 03, and 2013. The 1-1 pitch, runner doesn't go, and this one fouled back and out of play to our left. Silver Lake also has finished third in state on 4 different occasions, back in 2000. 2004, 2014, and then their most recent appearance in 2017, and they're one of 4 teams from the Big East League at state. Jeff West, Sabetha, and then Rossville in 2-1A. This one chopped foul and wide of the first baseman Levi Flaming for Heston. Silver Lake second in their midseason tournament, lost to Jeff West in that game 7-5. They've had some really good wins this year, have the Eagles. The 1-2 pitch with 2 outs. The runner is off and running, and this one's fouled off to the left. Womack battling at the plate against Curran. Silver Lake beat Rossville 3-0 early in the year. Went 1-1 against Rossville. Rossville at the 2-1A state tournament and playing, as we speak, a Great Bend. They beat Valley Falls 8-1 in the midseason tournament. Valley Falls, number 1 seed in the 2-1A tournament at Great Bend. And Valley Falls won today on a walk-off homer 1-0 over Medicine Lodge. Swing and a miss at the splitter. Down on strikes is Womack. So Silver Lake, they get a one-out walk from Cathcart, but eventually a fielder's choice. Schooler is stranded at first. At the end of one, no score. This is high school baseball, 96.9 The Pulse.
Stock Growers State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Growers State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Great Plains Kennels, locally owned by Devin, does obedience and retriever dog training as well as boarding. You can find Devin on social media platforms like Instagram and Facebook at Great Plains Kennels or give Devin a call at 785-845-3609.
Silver Lake Booster Club is a proud supporter of Eagle athletics and activities. Join Booster Club and check out Eagle gear at www.silverlakeboosterclub.com. Money raised goes back to Silver Lake students. Go Lake!
Wakers are back with you from Manhattan. We head to the top of the second. No score between the 4-seed Silver Lake and the 5-seed Heston. Cathcart kicks and fires fastball outside. Here at Twin Family Stadium, 325 down the left field line, and there's a taller wall down the right field line, 320 down right field. Cathcart jerks the fastball way outside, 2-0. 390 to straightaway center, 375 to left and right center in the power alleys. The 2-0 offering is hit well to left field. Coming over is Spreer, dives, can't make the catch, but it was in foul territory, so no damage done. Good effort by Grant Spreer. Temperature 65 degrees, expecting a high of 71, overcast skies, and there is no wind to help anybody today. It's very calm. It's a gorgeous, unusual day in late May to be this cool, but it is pleasant, perfect for baseball. The 2-1 pitch out of the windup. It's popped up behind home plate, and coming over for a look is Campadilly, but he runs out of real estate. We mentioned that Silver Lake some good wins this year. Beat Valley Falls, Rossville, beat Nemaw Central 5-0, swept Sabetha 1-0, 3-1. Sabetha's in the state semis tomorrow. That's who Silver Lake would face if they can get by Heston today. Beat Hillsborough and Riley County in the regionals. Here's a line drive. Base hit up the middle into center field off the bats of Brody Curran, who has 2 home runs at 492 and 12 doubles. So the first hit of the game for either team. It's off the bat of Curran for Heston. Here's Levi Flaming, a first baseman. On deck, Andrew Huxman. 4-5-6 hitters here in the top of the second for Heston. They are the visitors on the scoreboard since they're the lower seed. Heston with the red jerseys, the white pants, the white numerals and lettering. with the Red Caps. And Silver Lake has the white pinstripe pants with the maroon jerseys, gold trim, and they have white numerals and lettering. Maroon hat and bill with the front of the hat white with the Eagle logo in maroon and gold on that white portion of the cap. Pitch misses a ball from Cathcart, working out of the stretch for the first time with the runner Curran taking his lead. He does not go. Pitch is low. 2-0. So Cathcart mowed him down in the first inning, but he's fallen behind the first two batters here in the second. Cathcart 7-0 on the year, 66 innings. He's struck out 60. ERA 1.49. There's a breaking ball in for a strike, 2-1. And he was sensational with the complete game shutout in the regional championship over Council Grove. Silver Lake won that game 3-0 on their home field to clinch their ticket to state for the first time since 17. Fastball upstairs, 3-1. Heston, they've only had a baseball program for 8 years, but they've been to state now. This is their third appearance. Last year lost in the first round to Hayden. Hayden bumped up to 4A this year. His fastball catches the inner third. And the count's full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. No outs. Top of the second. Heston nothing. Silver Lake nothing. The 3-2 payoff pitch is chopped foul. Way out in front of that one was Fleming. A left-handed batter with some pop. Silver Lake, 18 players on the roster. 6 seniors, 5 juniors, 3 sophomores, and 4 freshmen. The 3-2 payoff. Swing and a miss. He tied him up with the curveball inside on the hands on Fleming, who's giving some advice to the next batter, Andrew Huxman, who comes off the on-deck circle. So Fleming strikes out for the first out of the inning. That is the second strikeout for Cathcart early in this 3A state quarterfinal matchup. Winner gets the best of tomorrow at 11 a.m. Cathcart checks the runner at first. Here's Andrew Huxman, this one way outside from Cathcart. Cathcart just trying to kind of find the arm slot right now. He's been working behind hitters, as that's not something that leads to long-term success. He worked ahead of the hitters in the first inning. Fastball misses outside, 2-0. Heston has a very good offense, and their 2, 3, and 4 hitters, McAllister, Shelight, and Curran, they like to pull the ball. The rest of their hitters will go with the pitch. This one chopped at the plate, foul, 2-1. But they'll go with the pitch when they're down in the count. Their 2, 3, 4 hitters like to pull and rip it to the strong side of the field. Their defense, really solid. They don't beat themselves. Curran's their best pitcher, but Huxman and Burkholder are pretty solid as well. The 2-1. Elevated too high, 3 balls and 1 strike to Andrew Huxman, the left fielder for Heston. Heston beat Minneapolis, Halstead, and Beloit to get here today. Ground ball to third. Fired to second for the force. Well done. Dane Johnson covering second. Brent Harris, solid play, great throw, right on the money to get the lead runner, Curran. So a fielder's choice with a second out. Huxman now aboard at first, and that brings up Landon Meyer, the Heston Swather catcher. Meyer wearing number 28, tall, lanky catcher. Solid behind the plate, really moves well. Right-handed batter, Cathcart, takes a long look at the runner first, who has a good lead over there in Huxman, and this one popped up on the infield, coming over the shortstop. Schooler says, I've got it, makes the catch on the second base side of the infield turf to retire the side. A leadoff single by Curran, but that is all she wrote for Heston in the top of the second. At the end of 1.5, it's Heston nothing, Silver Lake nothing. More state baseball to come on the other side of this break. This is State Baseball, 96.9 The Pulse.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, Realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services you can trust to work hard for you. Along with her husband John, an investment advisor representative with Horrock Legacy Group, they can help you with all your financial planning, retirement, and asset building needs. Contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation, or talk to John for a free portfolio review. Insurance products offered by Horrock Legacy Group, LLC. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through Maripal Wealth Management, LLC. Horrock Legacy Group, LLC and Maripal Wealth Management are not affiliated entities.
Are you craving the juiciest, most flavorful beef around? Say hello to Next Gen Beef Company. We're raising the bar with premium, sustainably raised beef that's tender, delicious, and packed with goodness. From our family farms to your table, Next Gen Beef delivers quality you can taste in every bite. Grill it, roast it, or savor it slow, there's no beef like Next Gen. Visit nextgenbeef.com today and taste the future of flavor.
Along with our studio engineer Ray Penning, Wade Kirshner back with you here from Toyton Family Stadium in Manhattan as it is starting to rain a little bit as we get set to start the bottom of the second. Due up for Silver Lake, it's Dane Johnson, Brady Hogle, and Ben Renfro. Anybody gets on, Trent Harris. Brody Curran, we talked about how he works from the near side of the rubber as he misses outside with a fastball. Some pitchers like to be right square in the middle when they deliver the pitch, sometimes on the far side, sometimes the near side. As you can tell, fastball fouled in the netting off the bat of Dane Johnson. But what Curran likes to do, he kind of sweeps the ball a little bit from right to left, so he's on the near side of that rubber, and then when he comes home, he's got some really good movement, as he did right there. A beautiful, beautiful curveball there. And this one hit to the first baseman. Going to the bag unassisted to retire Dane Johnson is flaming. So Johnson a little late on the fastball. Hitting 390, 18 RBI, 17 runs scored. So goes down as three unassisted, one down. And here's Brady Hogle. Hitting 314, 20 RBIs, 26 runs scored to Silver Lake center fielder. Silver Lake is a team hitting 347. Seven batters in their lineup hit over 300. Have a strong defense. They limit the extra base. Their team ERA is 2.80, as there's that sweeper that I talked about, starting from the near side of the rubber and bringing it back across the plate, is Curran for strike one. Brings it home again. Swing and a miss at a fastball by Hogle. He's down to count 0-2. Well, we had a pitcher's duel in the first game today. It's about the winning 2-0. Swing and a miss down on strikes is Hogle. And Curran's starting to find his groove a little bit here in the second. Cathcart, I think, is still trying to find his groove, but he's been able to navigate through the first two innings. A lot of goose eggs have been put on the scoreboard here in Manhattan in the first two games thus far. Fastball, swing and a miss. It was up high at the shoulders, and Renfro could not lay off. He's the designated hitter for Silver Lake, right-handed batter. The 0-1 is a little bit low. One ball, one strike. Heston making their second straight tournament appearance. They lost to Hayden in the quarters last year. There's a sweeper that has hit to the right side. Soft liner that's caught in the air by the first baseman ranging to his right. Play made by Levi Flaming. Renfro is out on the soft liner. 1-2-3 down in order go the Eagles at the end of two. Aston nothing, Silver Lake nothing. More high school baseball to come from Manhattan. This is 96.9 The Pulse.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center.
Locally owned and operated, Roofs by Brian literally has you covered. In addition to roofing, they also specialize in seamless gutters, siding, windows, and doors. They offer free estimates and have a proven track record of success. Their proven process is designed to be hassle-free for customers while getting job done right. No job is too small or too large, and they do both residential and commercial. Contact Roofs by Brian today at 785-845-1906, covering most of Northeast Kansas, Topeka, Manhattan, and Lawrence.
Two innings in the books in this second state quarterfinal in Class 3A. Silver Lake and Heston. No score. Stepping in is Gabe Mowry, then Jacob Burkholder. Back to the top of the order after that. Ground ball to short. Backhanded, and then Schuler trying to still make the play and cannot. He couldn't come up with it cleanly, deep in a hole at short, but then still tried to get him out, and it was pretty close at first, as Mowry doesn't run particularly well. Bigger kid that's got some pop in the back. And that ends up being an error on the Silver Lake shortstop, Schuler. So Mowry over at first, and now bunt laid down. Campadilly camps on it, throws the first in time, but Burkholder, the number nine hitter, the second baseman, does his job, the sack bunt. That moves Mowry up to second. Well executed. And one run could really be all you need when you get to state with so many great pitchers here in Manhattan today and tomorrow. So one down, and also it sets the table for the top of the order. Here's Blaine Wilson that flew out the left fielder Spreer in the first. Cathcart kicks and deals. Curve in for a strike. So Wilson flew out two left in the first. Tanner McAllister on deck, and then Keegan Shelight, who has seven homers this year. This hit well to left field. Spreer trying to get over and stop it. He gets in front of it, but has to play it on a couple of hops. And then rounding first, going for second. Great base running by Wilson, and he stretches a single into a double. Mowry had to stop at third because it was down the left field line, and then Wilson alertly ran hard right out of the box. And so his hustle gets him a double. That's the first extra base hit that we have had today. So the air to start the inning, and now runners at second and third with one out. Here's Tanner McAllister, grounded out to the pitcher Cathcart in the first. Hitting 330 on the year, shortstop for Heston. Ground ball, third baseman has it. Checks the runner, and now starts to run him back to third, but then Harris does not throw to first. That's where you look at him, and he's not going, and then go ahead and fire to first and get the out. Instead, Harris looked at the runner at third, Mowry, but of course there's nobody there to throw to because Harris is the third baseman. He's the one that fielded the grounder. So see how they're going to score that. They haven't scored it yet. And this hit a mile high down the left field line, hooking, foul. Man, Delight put a charge into that one. The McAllister reaches. They have not put anything officially on the board. Man, it's got to go down as a hit, but not an error. Nobody threw the ball, although it probably should have been an out. Here's Shelight, very dangerous. Chops this one foul. He was way in front of the curve. So I don't think anybody knows how to really score that up in the press box here for that one. I'm going to call that an error, even though he didn't make a bad play on it. He just didn't throw the ball at all. He just fielded it. The 0-2 pitch is outside the Shelight. Very dangerous batter for Cathcart to deal with here with the bases juiced. Mowry over at third. Wilson at second. And McAllister over at first. The 1-2 to Shelight. And he hits it up the middle. Base hit. Heston takes a 1-0 lead. They send another runner. The throw home is offline. Coming across the score, the second run is Wilson. So Mowry scores, Wilson scores on the two-run single up the middle with a two-strike count. Keegan Shelight, their best hitter, comes through. Career leader in hits, comes up with a 2-RBI hit. So here is Brody Curran. He singled in the second. Runners at first and second. One out. 2-0 Heston, and this one nearly hit Curran. And Coach Seeley wants to talk to his pitcher, Cathcart. Cathcart's been a First inning, pretty solid. Second inning was behind most hitters. And this inning, Heston has a good beat on his pitches. So Coach Seeley will talk it over with his senior pitcher, Logan Cathcart. This inning started on the air by the shortstop, Schooler. Mowry reached. Blaine Wilson hit a double after Mowry was sacrificed to second on a bunt by Burkholder. It was second and third, and then the ground to the third. Harris looked the runner back, but then did not make a throw. So they didn't score a hit or an error, but something has to be scored on that, as this one misses outside, low and away to Curran. So I'm just, so that I have something to put in the book, I'm putting an error because it wasn't a hit. It probably should have been an out, but there wasn't a bad throw or bad field. Here's a ground ball that is foul. Just foul. Man, Curran just missed a double down the line that may have scored two runs. That was extremely close. Home plate umpire on top of it said foul. Just passed Harris. So bases were loaded after the field by Harris, and he didn't make a throw. And then Shelight with a two-run single. A 2-1 offering. It is high and inside, 3-1. Eagles in a dangerous situation here. Down 2-0. Runners at first and second, and Cathcart working behind the hitter. The 3-1 popped up. That's what he needed. Infield fly rule. And no matter what, the batter was out, but first baseman Drew Womack makes the catch. Curran is retired. The two outs, and here's Levi Fleming, who struck out swinging in the second. But still runners at first and second. Two runs, three hits, no errors for Heston. No runs, no hits, an error, maybe two on Silver Lake. As the pitch misses a fastball, 1-0 to Fleming. And through a fly rule, not aware of that, it's runners in that situation, first and second, less than two out. It's automatic out, because if they don't have that rule, then the first baseman Womack could go ahead and just drop the ball on purpose, and then they could get the lead runner at third or maybe even a double play. But the runners can advance on that if they wanted to tag and go somewhere. Don't know why they would, but if they just go ahead and take off, it's still an automatic out, and then they are leaving themselves in some peril. 3-0 the count. Cathcart needs to deal a strike, and he does. A fastball down the chute, 3-1. To Levi Fleming, big, strong left-handed batter. Keegan Shelight with a two-run single. The base is loaded to give Heston the lead. This fastball missing for ball four. And Coach Seeley certainly has got to be thinking about what he wants to do. He's gone out and seen Cathcart once, and he goes out again. He's got to change pitchers. He'd hate to do it this early when we're in the top of the third inning. So Cathcart with the walk. That is his first walk that he has issued. Heston has never won a state tournament game. It's their third state appearance. And this one, fastball outside, 1-0. As Cathcart continues to battle his control as he faces Andrew Huxman, who reached on fielder's choice in the second. Heston made state in 2021, then last year lost the first round both times. Swing and a miss, that occurred. Or a changeup, I think that was, from Cathcart. 1-1 the count on the Heston swapper left fielder. Kicking and firing is Cathcart. Fastball. Just did clip the outside corner. 1-2. Well, if Cathcart get out of this, no more damage done. Silver Lake's still in this one. The 1-2. Fires up the middle through the legs of Cathcart. A laser, one run scores. Come around third, and scoring is Shelight. Heston doubles the score. They lead 4-0. So Huxman does what Shelight did earlier with a two-run single. That's four runs on four hits for Heston. Silver Lake officially won air, and in another play where they just didn't make a throw after they fielded it, which loaded the bases. So you can score that whichever way you want at home. Nobody scored anything here at the stadium. They didn't put an error. They also didn't put up a hit on that play. And here is Landon Meyer, the ninth batter to come to the plate against Cathcart, who kicks and deals and misses outside on a fastball, 1-0. Landon Meyer popped up to the shortstop Schuller his first time up. He's late on a fastball. High and out of play to the right. So already more runs in this game than we saw the entire first game earlier today. A pitcher's duel that Sabetha won 2-0 over Jeff West, the 8 seed over the 1 seed. The 1-1 pitch, way outside past the catcher Campadilly, and the runners move up 90 feet respectively as Flaming goes up to third and Huxman is up to second on the wild pitch. Cathcart comes home, misses outside again. It's now 3-1. This one grounded to third. Harris has it, then drops the ball as he went to tag the runner. And the ball comes out of his glove, and another run scores. Harris, there's two outs, and the runner ran right towards Harris. Usually, as a runner there, you want to hold up and freeze. Harris was going to throw to first. All of a sudden, he's like, hey, wait a minute. There's a guy right here. I don't have to make the throw. I can tag him. He went to tag him. The runner, which was Huxman, avoided him, and Harris, the ball popped out of his glove, so everybody is safe. That goes down as an error. So Meyer reaches. That's the second error on the scoreboard, but you